Later in Shasra and Daf, Pe'al, pick it up, five lines down, middle line, Sholchu Mitam. They sent Mitam, meaning Misham, interchangeable, tough and shin over there. Hizaru Be'arvuvisa, be careful when it comes to being not clean. That is, make sure, like, you clean your clothing, make sure you take a bath. Hizaru Be'chabur, and also be careful to always shtag when you have a bunch of people with you. Be'chabur, says the Ran, to learn Torah the Chabur, because Tamid Mechadin Zezeh, Ve'sarav, they sharpen one each other, and the roof. Hizaru Be'anim, be careful when it comes to Anim, the sons of Anim. That is, make sure that you go and you teach them, says the Ran, L'shtad L'lan Bim Torah. Because from them, Teira comes, Shein Lehem Eisek Achad, nothing else. Ochidaitim Shvela Alehem, because they're very humble, they're able to go and learn. Shemehem Tetzi Torah, from there, that's back in the Gemara, the Torah is going to come from. Shenemar Yizal Mayim Midolyov. Pazuk says the water is going to flow Midolyov, which means from the well, but you can understand it to mean Midolyov, from the fact that they're poor. Shemehem Tetzi Teira, Torah is going to come from them. All right. B'nei Ma'in, Mitzuyin Tamidim, Tamidim Chacham, Lotzeis Tamidei Chacham B'neim. Why is it that we find the great Talmid Chachamim don't have sons that are Talmid Chachamim? It's not a normal thing to find them to be like that. And Rabbi Yosef gives, there's five different answers we're going to be giving. Number one, Shalom Torah Yerusha Hilem. So no one should think that Torah is a Yerusha, it's an inheritance. Says the Ran, Lo Yilmedu Torah Me'acher Shehem Somchin Sheyerusha Hilem. They don't learn because they think that it's a Yerusha. Rather, they have to work for it. You got to shtag really hard to get it. Avshisha Beidu Rabbi Idi Omer, he says, Kadishal Yizgadu Alatzibor, in order that they not be like ruling over the Tzibor. Says they're rather going to become baligaiva if this is what happens. They just continue to be the great ones of the generation. Marzuch Armor says, Mabne Shehein Mizgabrin Alatzibor. It's a punishment because of the Talmid Chachamim that dominated over the public people. Avash Yami says, Mishum Dekaru Le'in Sheikhamre, because they call people donkeys. Because of their greatness, they look down at other people. Avina Amar Shein Mevarchem Atoyruk Tchila, because they didn't make the bracha of Torah first. They didn't say those brachas over there. As the Ran points out, the brachos of saying, "Lasso be the reserve, v'harivna and v'asher bachar banu." Damrav Yehuda Amarav, my dechsev. What do we understand in the pasuk? It says, "Mi yishachacham v'yavin is those who's the wise man who will understand this." This is a psukim that Yirmiyahu was talking about, though, the destruction of the land. Because why is this? Who's the man who understands this? Davar zeh nishal chacham levim. This matter of why the land, why it so was lost, was asked to the chacham levim. V'lo pirshua. They didn't come along and they didn't explain what's going on. Ad shepirshua kodesh baruch hu, until Hashem himself explained. Dechsev v'yomer al Hashem al azum es tarasi, because they forsake my Torah. Only Hashem, says the Ran, was able to go ahead and to explain this. This idea. Now, Hainu lo shavu bekoli, Hainu lo holchuba. The pasuk when it says they didn't listen to my voice is the same as they didn't follow, meaning they're saying the same thing. What it means is that when it says they didn't follow it, it means that they didn't first say Birchas HaTorah before they would shtag. All right, back to the discussion we were having yesterday, very end of the daf, about cleaning your clothing and about giving other people food, water to be able to drink. Isi bar Yehuda lo asil misifta de Rabbi Yosi tlasi yomi. Israel didn't come to Rabbi Yosi shir for 3 days. Actually, Vardimus b'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, the son of Yosi, saw him. He met him. Amalei says to him, "My time lo asi ma'al be midrasha da abba tlasi yomi. Why don't you come to Tata's big spend for 3 days?" Amalei says back to him, "Because kitame davuch lo yudat hichli yisoi. Because I don't understand pshat in your Tata. You take the water along your clothing before giving it to someone else to drink and to survive. What's going on over here?" Amalei says back to him, "Lema mar Mike Amalei." Let you know what is it? What's bothering you? What did he say? Dilmi Yodana Tami, we can explain it. Amrele, how did Tanya? He says that which is learned in the Bryce of Yosi Omer, Kivisasan Kodmil Chayacherim. Doing laundry comes before the lives of other people. Now we're talking about if there's a water source that's coming from town A and it goes into town B. And if town A uses it up, town B's not going to have it anymore. And the question is, can town A use it to clean their clothing before town B has it to actually drink and to live? And he says, yes, because of the impact of not cleaning the clothing can also cause a person to sakana, etc. So Amalei, Vardimus explained, Dechsev, what do you mean? We have a pasuk that says, Umi grisheyem yiyu levehemtam. This is a pasuk found in Bamidbar, that the end of Bamidbar, that Eretz Yisrael was split up amongst all the Shvatim, and we know that Levi didn't get a chilek in the land. So what happened? The Teira says that every Shevet had to give the Levim a place where they could live and space around the city. And now we're saying over here, and the open spaces, Megrisheim Yulu Behemtam, should be for their animals And the pasuk continues and says that because Gemara is going to talk about it. For their animals, for their wealth, and for all their chiyusam, right? With their chayosam. Now, my chayosam, what does it mean, chayosam? Ilim chayim, if you want to say it means their animals, meaning the behemoth chayiv, a domesticated, undomesticated, a wild animal. We already said in the beginning of the pasuk when it says behemtam. So we don't need to say that. Elamai chayosam, chiyusamamish must be their living, right? To be able to go out and be there. Pshita says, Gemara, obviously, you don't have to even tell us that idea. These open spaces are then for able to live there. El alav must mean something else entirely. It must mean lekavisa. It must be for them to go ahead and to do their laundry. Why is there a lashon of chiyus, of chayim, of living, chayasim, the ha ikatsara da arbuvisa? Because there's suffering of uncleanliness when a person doesn't go ahead and they don't deal with it. So don't be so bothered. This is actually a pasuk, which is explaining the concept that it's actually like their life. So therefore their life goes first, so they can do laundry before the drink of the next town. Come back to Shir. Now we go back to our original Mishnah, and that was that we said a bunch of things which are considered like their Inoy Nefesh, and Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elu Nidre Inoy Nefesh, these are not considered Inoy Nefesh. He's arguing with the Chachamim, and he doesn't say that the Nedarim, that holding back from bathing and from adorning oneself, that's not considered Inoy Nefesh. Ibarilu, the Kimen Asakasha, Lu Rabbi Yossi, Kod Rabbi Yossi, Ma'u Shi Yafer Mishum Devar Mishabeno Labina. What's that lacha, and whether the husband is able to go and be made for Nedarim, not because of the fact that they're Inoy Nefesh, but maybe because of the fact that they're coming between him and her, and we know that he's able to go ahead, and we saw this in the first round over there on the Mishnah, that it's not only for things that are Inoy Nefesh for her, but also something that's Beinu LeBeina. Can he be made for the Nedarim because of the fact that this is an issue of Beinu LeBeina? That is this idea of bathing and adorning, that type of issue, and they can go ahead and now be made for this type of thing. Right? Is maybe you don't want to say it's because of Inoy Nefesh, but it's because of the fact that it's Beinu UBeina. And if that's the case, then he's going to be arguing with Chachamim only in reference to whether or not they're able to be mufard in reference to other people. As we have said earlier, and that is that if according to Chachamim, the Tanakhama is saying that this nether is considered Inoy Nefesh, then the husband doing hafara on it is able to go ahead and be made for it entirely for himself, for other people also. But according to Yossi, even though it can be mufard, you can revoke it as a neder, which affects Beino Lebeina, that's only in reference to him, to the husband, not to other people. Or do we say that not only is that Inoy Nefesh, not even Beino Lebeina, he's not able to be made for it altogether? Thus is the Shaila. Toshima, Toshima, come and hear. Let's try to figure this out. Amar Rav Yossi, Ein Elu Nidre Inoy Nefesh. This is not Inoy Nefesh. Aval Tavar Mishra Beino Lebeino Havion. Oh, what's the Mashmos? It must be. It's something between the two of them. Therefore, he can be made for himself, but not for other people. Says Gemara, not nine, maybe not. Domela did who come or lu? Maybe Rav Yossi was saying this to the Chachamim in reference to what they say, meaning, Lididi, Afil Tavar Mishra Beino Lebeino Lo Havion. It's not even something Beino Lebeino. Lidid Chud, Amis. You should admit to me that these are not even considered Inoy Nefesh. Meaning what he's saying to him is like, I don't even say this is anything. This doesn't even affect Beinu Lebeina, and therefore this is the type of thing that shouldn't even be called Inoy Nefesh altogether. Come on, admit to me. Says the Gemara, my, so what's the din then? Again, back to our original question. Is the husband able to go and get rid of the Nedarim, according to Rabbi Yossi, between him and her? Rav Ada Barava Omer Mefer. He's able to be Mefer in these things. In other words, these are an issue being able to be Nar. Rav Huna Omer, Ein Mefer. He says, nope, not able to be Mefer. It's not considered an issue being able to be Nar. Beep, turn the page. Pay off the base. Shalom Atzina Shual Shemes Ba'afar Pir. We don't find a fox that dies in the dirt of his own hole. This we've sung, Suvis, this is a euphemism for teaching the idea that a fox is not going to die from the dirt of his own hole because he knows it well. So to a husband having a relationship with his wife is not going to be get hurt and from Osamakam not being bathed in a way that the hair is going to entangle him and it's going to harm him. It's okay, he's totally fine, therefore it doesn't impact anything. Now let's back this up. Tanya Kavasidra of Adabar Ava. We have a Braisa which goes and backs up from Adabar Ava. The first of the two opinions saying he's of the opinion you can be made for them. Abraisa supports him. Devarm sheyesh bahen inoy nefesh. Because if she makes a neder about something that's inoy nefesh, made for bein beino lebeina, bin bina lebin acherim in a kisser sin an nefesh. She's not being mefer whether it's if this nether is something which affects their relationship, him and her, or something that affects her and other people. Shem bina nefesh, if it's something that's not ino nefesh, then bina lebina mefer. He can mefer something between the two of them. Bina lebin acherim ino mefer, not able to do it. Ketzad, what's this case? Amar konim peres alei. Let's see, she says fruits are konim to me. Now that's something which is an inoy, hareza yafer. He's able to go ahead and he's allowed to be made for this. And that's whether or not she was made for his fruits or her fruits, meaning his fruits that's going to impact their relationship, or it's other things which is only, which is not affecting their relationship. Konim she'eni osa lefi abba. If she says, konim, I'm not going to work for the mouth of father, meaning from her father, meaning anything that she produces is going to be usher to her father's mouth, lefi achicha, or from the mouth of your brother, lefi avicha, or the mouth of your father, lefi achi, or the mouth of my brother, v'shelo etin tevin lefnei behemtecha, or mayim lefnei bekarcha, or she says, I'm not going to put straw in front of your animal and water in front of your animals, your bakar, ein yachal lahafer. In such a case, he's not able to go and be mefir, because this neder is not inoy nefesh, and it's not something between him and her. Meaning, this doesn't impact the fact of them having an intimate relationship with one another. Yes, it's in a chinami true that if it would be, she does something for her, his family, it's hana, but that's not considered beinu lebeina. Shelo ekol, but she says, I'm not going to put on makeup on my eyes. Now it's between him and her. Shelo efkos, or I'm not going to put on another type of, different types of makeup. Then v'shelo ashamish b'tash, I'm not going to have tashmish, yafir mishum b'tvarim beinu lebeina. He can be made for this between of things between him and her. Shelo atziya l'chamitasko, she says, I'm not going to make your bed. V'shelo emzog l'chasakos, I'm not going to go and pour your wine. V'shelo erchaz l'chapanecha yadecha v'aglecha, I'm not going to go wash your face, hands, and feet. Ein tzarech l'hafir, he doesn't have to be made for it, because this is something which doesn't actually take place in the first place. It's not even chal, this type of neder. She doesn't have the power to do that because she's chayef to do it. Rabbi Gamliel Omer says, Yafer, he should be made for this. Shenemar lo yachal devaro, because the pasuk says, he shall not desecrate his word. That is even something which isn't chal, but still you shouldn't allow this word to be standing over there. Davar achel lo yachal devaro, mikan lechacham shein matir nedir atzmo. Another thing we learn from there is that a chacham shouldn't go ahead and be matir. He's not able to be matir his own neder. Now, this is a whole long shtickle to see how this is a Tanya Kavasei, Ravad Bar Ava. Man Shamin and Da'amar Shalo Echov Shalo Efkos. Who is the one who says that these things of not putting on makeup are Dvarim Shabin Olabin Avi and is considered between him and her? Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi who says that. For Katani the Mefer Mishum Dvarim Shabin Olabin Avi. And it says that he's able to go and be made for it because it's things between him and her. So that was Ravad Bar Ava's understanding of the world of Rabbi Yossi, and that was our support for Ravad Bar Ava. Now we break down the brisa that we just brought up a little. Amar Mar, v'shelo ashamish mitasi. I'm not going to have tashmish. Then in such a case, yafir mishum dvarim shabino lebeina, you do meifir. Now, hechidami, what's the case? Ile medamar hanos tashmish alecha. If you want to say she's saying that the hana, the pleasure of tashmish, is upon you, then lama liyafar, meaning I'm not going to have tashmish with you. Why didn't you have fire in the first place? Hamishubedisle, she's chayv to be doing that. Therefore, this shouldn't take effect in the first place at all. Rather, what she's saying is that the pleasure of Tashmish with you is usher upon me. And that's something which can be done. Like Rav Huna, Dam Rav Kahana. I'm sorry, Rav Kahana, Dam Rav Kahana. Hanash Tashmish Alech. If a woman says that the Hana of my Tashmish is usher on you, then Kofa Mishamso, Umishamashto. Then we go and we can force her and have Tashmish. Hanash Tashmish Alai says the pleasure of your Tashmish is usher on me. Yafir, you can be made for it. He asked me if it's Ein Machil and so Adam Davar Asurlo. You can't go ahead and feed something to somebody which is usher to them, that they're going to make it usher on themselves. Mantana Hadatanya, who is the Tana of the following Brisa? Dvar Mutar Machem Nogom Emisser. Someone that's mutter, but other people make Israel on themselves. You're not allowed to go ahead and just be treated like it's mutter in front of them in order to be mevatel the minhag that they've taken upon themselves to go and do. You have a group of people decide they're not going to have meat, drink wine. You can't sit and drink meat, drink wine you mean in front of them in order to knock them out. Mishum shenemar, the pasuk says, lo yachal devaro, don't desecrate his word. The ver acher, another way of understanding that thing is lo yachom b'dvaru mikan l'tamachachom shein made for nidra atzma l'tamachachom can't be made for his own nidarim. Now, Mani, who is the opinion? Rabban Gamliel. It is Rabban Gamliel. He was the one who said that lo yachol d'varo, that even if a neder doesn't take effect, sometimes still you should be matir the neder in order to not have people go ahead and confuse it with a real neder. So over here also we say the same idea. Something that is treated by a custom as aser, it takes on the status of something which is aser in regard to those people. And so they should come to treat these things lightly. Don't go ahead and behave like that in front of them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.